Hey everybody, it's Leslie and welcome to a special Friday night version of Redesigning Midlife. Now, if you were listening back when this podcast was the new old you, you will know, and if you've listened to any of the old episodes, I have a bunch that are titled FMBB. That's the Friday Night Beer Blog because I write a blog each week about life in general, life in midlife, because my husband and I are both big midlifers. He's more of a midlifer than I am. But we gave ourselves a little bit of a break in September where I write the blog and then we record me reading it to him on Friday night while we have a beer. That's why we call it the Friday Night Beer Blog. So we are back. It's October and so here we go. Hey friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. Okay, hey everybody, it's Leslie.
And Mike.
And we're here for the Friday Night Beer Blog. So we were gone all of September, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
How was that for you?
It's great. It was vacation.
You know, I was telling everybody
that... We were busy,
yeah. But I was telling... who was I telling? I don't remember who I was telling about... Oh, it was Tracy Baldwin, who's a future guest on the podcast. She's the author of a book that has just been published. But I was talking to her about how we do this thing on Friday nights and how we had done it for 82 Fridays in a row. And that wasn't a hard thing to do during the pandemic because why? Because we weren't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. But then it started getting harder on Friday nights. We started having things we wanted to do and... So we decided to take a break in September, and I think we're going to cut back to two Fridays a month instead of all four. I mean, it's a lot between writing the blog, doing this podcast version of it, and then doing the Wednesday podcast is a lot. Mm-hmm. So anyway, what do you think about that?
It sounds good to me.
I know that's all news to you.
Yeah. I get a vacation every other week.
Yes, exactly. So we're not at home. We are in Madison, Wisconsin. And why are we here, Mike?
For a bike race.
Why are we at a bike race?
Because I like to race my bike.
Mike races his bicycle, and we are in what is called cyclocross season. And if you are unfamiliar with cyclocross, it is... How would you describe it, Mike?
Steeplechase of bike racing.
Well, go a step further. Help us out.
It's like racing 10 speeds on dirt.
Yeah, and over barricades, yeah, and upstairs.
Hence the steeplechase reference.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'm just slow. Maybe it's the COVID.
I think it might be.
Yeah. I did have COVID during September. It was so nice of COVID to wait until the 1 month that I was taking off doing the blog and this podcast to show up at the door. Yeah. Anyway, but even though we're out of town, we are sitting in a hotel room. We are still doing what, Mike?
Drinking beer.
Oh, and what are we drinking tonight?
Mile Wide.
Our favorite.
Some things never change.
You know, I have a feeling that even though we're only going to be doing the Friday Night Beer Blog every other Friday, that every Friday will still include what?
Beer.
And probably Mile Wide. Mm-hmm. So anyway, are you ready for this week's Friday Night Beer Blog?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the title of this week's blog is Married 26 Years Last Month, The McShane Secrets to a Successful-ish Marriage.
Uh-oh.
We're pretty successful-ish, wouldn't you say?
Depends on who you...
We're both still alive.
Yeah, we haven't killed each other.
Yeah. All right, October 8th, 2022, the 83rd official Friday Night Beer Blog. I'm excited to be back with you again after a month of being totally blogless. It's kind of weird, actually, because I've been writing the blog for 3 years.
Because I was like, aren't we doing it this week? And you're like, no.
Nope,
I'm like,
not this week.
Another week off? Mm-hmm. All right.
I said all of October.
Don't ask twice.
I wish I could say I was able to relax, but I took the time in September to really focus on some of the other things that needed to get done. Writing, even though it goes fast, takes a long time. See, it goes fast for me.
It doesn't go fast for me.
No. I know. You're like, hey?
I'm not, yeah.
September was full of all kinds of things. Weddings, bike races, concerts, COVID, and most importantly, the 26th wedding anniversary of our successful-ish marriage. Subheading, is 26 years a long time? Is it a long time?
Forever.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Just on the other side?
Mm.
Just on the front side of forever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still forever.
Still forever. Of course, it feels like forever on certain days. Yeah, preempt you there. But just a nanosecond, others. But in the scheme of things, is 26 years a long time? Is it long enough to be able to give out so-called secrets to success? I don't know many couples that have been married. I know many couples that have been married much longer than we have, including my former guest, Peggy Tojo, who was married to her beloved Jim for 61 years when he passed 5 years ago. 61 years. And she's the grandmother of Cameron, who we went to his
Cameron
wedding.
Cameron Ryan, yep.
Yeah, we went to their wedding in September, and she performed the ceremony.
Yeah.
It's very special. So 26 years sounds like baby numbers compared to 61. But I think that all successful marriages are built early, in their early years. A rock-solid foundation must be built in the first years. Over time, more floors are added as experiences, good and bad, begin to shape you as a couple. You believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There are more.
That's when you whip me into shape, right? Yeah. You had to mold me into what the man you wanted me to be.
Oh, I didn't do a very good job.
I had some fight left in me. That's what you liked.
There are more, but I think the following three things are absolutely necessary if you want to remain married 10, 26, or 61 years. Subheading. Communication is what, Mike?
Key.
Communication is key. Now, how'd you know to say key? Is it because I say this all the time?
Yes. You tell me it's key.
You've heard me say it a million times. For all relationships, and it's never more important than in the one with your spouse. Communication is the absolute number one key to success. This pertains to what you do say and what you don't. Lying and half-truths are not an option in a successful relationship, and that should be obvious. Honesty is the quickest way to resolution, and it builds a rock-solid bedrock of trust.
That's why I don't say a lot.
I don't want you're afraid trouble. You're going to lie to me?
No, I don't want to get in trouble.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Keep going.
Keep drinking. Feelings and thoughts should be shared freely. Words are magic and can be used to build up or tear down. There should be no fear of judgment, nor should there be any assumptions that your partner knows everything that you are thinking. Especially if you aren't using your words. And the most important thing, the words, I love you, even when you think it's a no-brainer, are important. Again, words are magic. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Subheading. Always have each other's back. Blood is thicker than water, except when it comes to your chosen partner. As you are married longer and longer, you will learn that you are truly a team. A team that should be fighting the same fight together. This requires conversation about who you are as a team, what's important to you, and what dreams you both have for the future. You aren't the same person, but you can put yourself in your spouse's shoes to gain clarity in who they are at their core. Even if you're mad at them from time to time, I'm looking at you, Mike, which is normal.
I never get mad at you.
Yeah, right. Not in the last 5 minutes, anyway. You must always be willing to come to the defense of your person. Never seriously belittle or make fun of them at their expense in front of others. Every time you do that, you chip a little bit off of that trust that you've worked so hard to build in the beginning. Never complain to others about your spouse without being willing to communicate the same thing with them. Always remember how lucky you are to have found this person in a huge ocean of people.
I'm going to remind you of that.
What? Oh, what? You make fun of me.
You found all of this.
You...
that... Look how lucky you are.
You're going to start telling me that too, aren't you?
Remember? You're lucky.
Remember how lucky you are. Subheading. Find a hobby or something you love to do together. You start out as single people, then you're a couple, possibly followed by becoming mom and dad. We have separate work situations, perhaps some separate friends and different interests. Our kids develop their lives, and the job of growing your family requires you to divide and conquer a lot. But at the heart of it is the need to develop something that keeps the two of you tied to each other. Besides your children, you could develop a love of an activity together, like biking or hiking.
Oh, I thought you were going to say beer drinking.
Or beer drinking. Yeah, you could say that. Put a bucket list together and work to get things marked off. Have a date night every week where you choose a movie or a new restaurant together. Schedule and prepare yourself for a night of sex. Even if it isn't as spontaneous as it used to be. Be close. And remember, small gestures go a long way. If you want attention, be sure to give it first. What you think, Mike?
Oh, is that it? Are you done?
No, I'm not done.
All right. I was like, you didn't sound like you're done. I was like, there should be more.
Subheading. After 26 years, Mike knows me better than anyone. At least he thinks he does. When you share your whole life with another person, it really does seem impossible to be able to spend it with anyone else. It doesn't matter how it started. All that matters is that when you are both in it to win it, nothing can stop you. Not financial issues, not sickness, not kid issues, not nothing. After 26 years, I can definitely say that Mike knows me better than anyone. I would say he knows pretty much everything about me. I'm pretty much an open book, at least to him. And he loves and accepts me despite all the mistakes that I've made along the way. And I love him despite his.
I've never made a mistake.
He drives me crazy some days, but I would much rather be driven crazy by Mike than to not what we have. Okay, now that's it.
All right.
So what do you think? Married 26 years.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing pretty good.
Yeah, if we last, I mean, I don't know. I'm like...
What do you mean you don't know? Uh-oh. Breaking news.
No, I'm like, geez. I mean, you know, I don't know. I think most people that I know who have gotten divorced, like it, they've been at 24 years or something. We're past that.
My parents got divorced at 24 years.
My mom and stepfather got divorced after about 24.
Were they married that long?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, it's like, that's... It's
but, like, yeah.
How do you make it to 60? I mean...
61, like, yeah. It's crazy.
And so, not grow apart. I mean, that's the big key, which you didn't mention there, is growing apart. And
well, I think that's why you have
usually
to.
Usually ends the marriage is right. Yeah.
You well, that's why you have to have to something.
It, yeah. You got to have.
That you enjoy together.
A couple of things, a few things. And you got to be willing to do things you don't want to do because the other person likes to do them.
Well, so, like I said, these were just three things. There are many reasons why a marriage should be successful-ish. Maybe that's why I said ish. I think we're doing all right.
Yeah. Well, marriage ain't easy.
No. Well, nothing in life really is easy.
My only tip, the only one I ever give to anybody.
Right? On successful marriage?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Never sleep on the couch.
Oh, really? You tell people that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We just had this conversation like a week or 2 weeks ago or something with somebody.
We did?
Yeah.
Or you did?
You were there, though.
Was I?
Yeah, you probably tuned me out.
Okay, so another thing that you can do is ignore when you need to.
I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, yeah, that you sleep on the couch, man, that's like, it's hard to come back from the couch.
Mm.
Never just, no matter how hard it is, just make sure you go back, you sleep in the same bed together.
Wow, that's interesting. So I know that if we have a fight and then you go to the couch and you don't come back, the writing's on the wall.
Yeah. Don't go to the couch. If I go to the couch, we're done.
Mm. I've gone to the couch a couple times, but it's usually because I'm coughing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And when I had COVID, yeah, I had to.
That was a nice vacation, too. I had like two vacations.
Hey.
Well, no, the dogs had their own side of the bed, and I had my side of the bed.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of nice.
Yes, I was miserable because I had COVID. You can still kind of hear it in my voice a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been 3 weeks. It's crazy.
But that's exactly why I didn't get it. It's because you were sleeping downstairs.
No, I was sleeping in Kate's room, actually.
Well, you slept in.
I slept on the couch one night, the first night. And then I started sleeping in Kate's room.
But anyway.
And nobody cares about that. Anyway, so what? So we're in Wisconsin. You've got two more days of racing. You raced today. Mm-hmm. You had a good race today.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. You got two more races to go.
Yep.
So, and it's just amazing how it was like 80 degrees a week ago. And I... 40. Yeah, it was 40 today. I was so cold. Yep. You know, you got to get your
acclimate.
Body
yeah, you gotta
used
acclimate.
To that.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't sure how to dress. And it's just but I was dressed fine. But it's good that, you know, Wisconsin, when you're ever here, it's like the sun is always out here and it warms things up quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good bit. The wind was whipping pretty good and yep. I don't think that I was quite ready for that today. It wiped me out.
Well, you needed a little bit bigger jacket.
No, I was fine. It made me tired.
Yeah, you came in and you crashed for a while.
I did.
Took a big nap.
I was so tired. So tired. Okay, so we got this weekend, and then anything big coming up? No?
For me?
No, I'm just like, what's your next week?
More bike races.
Yeah, and work and
yeah, work.
Blah blah blah. Regular life.
Yeah,
next yeah. Now you don't get paid to race your bike.
No.
You're a weekend warrior.
Well, unless I make money in the prize winning, but I mean that's
the IRS doesn't know any of that. No, there's not enough.
It never offsets my entry fee. Like,
no, it may pay for some Culver's on the way home.
Yeah, that's right,
but that's about it. All right, everybody. We hope that you have enjoyed the Friday Night Beer blog. We will be back bi-weekly, right?
So that's, yeah.
Do you not want to do it every week?
Whatever you tell me to do.
So yeah.
That's another way to make your marriage a success. Do what you're told.
Yeah, exactly. I think every other week is good. All right, everybody.
Yeah, that sounds great to me.
Yeah.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, make sure to rate and review. And come back next Wednesday. What's going on? Ooh, I'm doing a solo. I'm doing a solo episode next Wednesday on, and because it's the 8th, next Wednesday puts it almost the middle of October already. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to be doing a solo episode about making your New Year's resolutions in October. Not that it's really a New Year's resolution, but I think that if you have things you want to do that you know you want to start January 1st, why not start now? So the main deal is going to be lose 10 pounds by January 1st.
Whose goal is that?
That's Andy. I don't know. It's mine. Okay. And we're going to be talking about it on podcast on Wednesday. Okay. All right, everybody. We'll see you, I guess, next week. Till then, see ya.
See ya.